think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchel with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State traveling the world. And right now, we have an irony that I can construct out of headlines. Russia sends oil through the Arctic again to speed up delivery, leaving from the Baltic and then turning over the Arctic Ocean from Norway to get it to China, its customer. China and India are buying Russian oil. Europe is refusing. At the same time, we have the appalling news. This is the New York Times. Russia said that it was ending its participation in an agreement that had allowed Ukraine to export its grain by sea, despite Moscow's naval blockade. Ukraine is a major producer of grain and other foodstuffs, and the United Nations General Secretary said he was deeply disappointed by the decision. Mary, this is the famine weapon, and Russia's using it at the same time it's shipping oil to China. This is gangland activity. I guess, I'm only guessing now because it's not in the news, that Russia expects concessions in order to feed North Africa. This is making war on the planet, not just Ukraine, Mary. What is to be done?
Well, it's clear that Moscow is going to use any tool it can to win the war in Ukraine. This action has three consequences. The first is to deny Ukraine that revenue, which it needs to buy weapons and food and the like for its troops and its people. It denies needed food supplies, not just for Africa, John, but for the Middle East, places like Lebanon. And third, it increases the political pressure on Washington and our allies to find some sort of resolution to the Ukraine war that favors Putin. This is predictable. It is a consequence of the United States not stepping up and providing Ukraine the weapons that it needs to win the war and to win it quickly. And that's why you see this Ukraine counteroffensive stalled. And it won't be the last of these really atypical, asymmetrical actions that Putin takes to gain an advantage.
Russia grain deal exit is a stab in the back. This is from Kenya. It'll be many other nations will voice their concern about this cutoff. I don't know how long it's going to last, so let's turn to post-summit, post-NATO summit. The disappointment for Ukraine was that it wasn't given a path, a roadway, a moment, a timetable to join NATO, or at least to be put under the NATO umbrella of collective defense. Were you disappointed, Mary? Because it looks like we're reliving 2008, in which France and Germany said, not yet, not yet.
Well, I'm just, disappointed, but I'm certainly not surprised. It's consistent with how Washington and our European friends have approached the war in Ukraine, fundamentally misreading Russia's ambitions, not supporting Zelensky, assuming that he would flee instead of fight, and instead of changing tack and trying to end the war quickly, drip feeding weapons as if this is some kind of video game from afar that we can just toy around with. This is a significant conflict where one of the partners is a nuclear power. NATO has made guarantees and promises before to Ukraine in Bucharest, for instance, that it has not fulfilled. Putin saw that as a sign of weakness and indication of erosion of deterrence and took advantage and invaded Ukraine after Bucharest. And he will probably take the NATO summit, despite the accession, by the way, of both Sweden and Finland recently to the alliance. That's important. But it was really the guarantee to Ukraine that that was the signal to Putin. And I would anticipate, a commitment to the fight and potentially even more aggressive action on behalf of Moscow. That is, if Putin can maintain his grip on power. We should always say that these regimes are non-transparent and have the capacity to surprise. So, you know, we could wake up tomorrow and Putin could be gone. It's important to always say that. Or the alliance that he has constructed between Russia, China, and Iran is great enough and more stable and enduring than ours. This is a very, very frightening time, John. And I fear, like other guests on your show, that this conflict will redefine the nature of Europe, that it will be like World War I, which led to an even greater conflict. I hope and pray that that's not true, but I fear that's the path we're going down.
Good point, Mary, and I call upon your wide travels. Is that something that other people you've talked to understand, that the danger here is the escalation cycle that has to be stopped immediately, or it will go logically to a global war? Do other people voice that, Mary?
No, they don't. They don't. But the other dynamic that I see is that the reordering of the Middle East, as we've discussed on prior shows, is already underway in terms of how alliances are shifting, and that China's ambitions are actually, I think, underestimated, John. You hear most commentators talk about a potential attack on Taiwan. I think the ambitions are greater than that, and I think their confidence is rising, as we discussed in the last segment, because of the softly deferential approach that Washington is taking, instead of treating China and Russia as we treat everyone else in the world. We demand fair treatment. We demand respect and professionalism and dialogue. We don't demand that of China, and we should, and we should be far more resolute in helping Ukraine win, because this conflict is much greater than Ukraine.
Mary's pointing to the naval exercise by Russian and Chinese war fleets off the Sea of Japan right now. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.